Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody. My name is Kwame Benta, and welcome to Word for the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. I am going to be your host today. Today is June 10th, 2020, and we're broadcasting live here from Richmond, Virginia. It's 8:30 a.m. And on this day, which is not about our particular topic, but I need to share this with you. Today's topic is going to be the U.S. ballot is on life support. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But I want to share something with you. That on this day, June 10th, 1940, a great man in our history became an ancestor, and his name is Marcus Mosiah Garvey. For those who do not know who Marcus Garvey is, was, and the impact that he had on our lives for generations beyond his. Let me tell you a little bit about Marcus Garvey. Okay. In the 1920s, he had the largest mass organization of African people, 12 million members of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League. Now, when you hear the word Negro, don't put your nose up and close your mind, okay? At that point in time in history, that is the word we use to give ourselves some type of dignity, okay? And you think about it, if you really think about the word, no one else could be a Negro but African people, African descent, okay? No other ethnic group or race can be a Negro. So don't let the word of the organization blind you to the greatness that Marcus Garvey did, okay? Now, the powers that be wanted people to think that it was going to be a back to Africa movement, that he wanted all black people to move back to Africa, to the motherland, okay, which is not really true. He wanted African people to go back to Africa mentally, spiritually, and economically. His mission was for us to learn to love ourselves, love who we are, to learn about our great and glorious history, our story, because for centuries, we have been fed lie after lie after lie about who we really are. I call them the slave makers, okay? Not slave masters, because no one was ever our master, okay? But they made African people into enslaved people by torture, terror, murder, mayhem, psychologically. They used every trick mentally, everything that they could to make us feel less than and make themselves feel superior. But if you look at history, history cannot substantiate that is fact, because they're not superior. And when I say they, I'm talking about the European, the people who came from Europe, okay, who have basically spread all throughout the planet and have every culture that they have come in contact with, they basically destroyed to a certain extent. Not completely, not totally, but we live in a world controlled by a people who decided they just wanted to take everything, and they continue to do that today. The United States dollar is on life support. You see, if we really knew the monetary system of this country, the banking system of this country, there would have been riots in the street long before George Floyd was assassinated on TV, live camera. Somebody recorded a brother being murdered. by a police officer. And there's been a worldwide uproar, marches, protesting, they want to call riots, uprising, whatever words you want to use, but people have hit the streets asking for a change in the system. And the system is a system of racism. Okay, racism. And racism, technically, according to Dr. Claude Anderson, is a wealth and power-based competition, competitive relationship between blacks and non-blacks. The sole purpose is to continue to use blacks to benefit everyone else, our labor and our minds, because we are very powerful people. We are geniuses. Without us, probably who knows where we would be at, because we have contributed so much to technology and engineering and medicine, you building, architect, you name it. Basically, everything came from African people. It's just been co-opted and flipped around and turned against us. But when I say the U.S. dollar is on life support, I'm telling you this because since it was created in 1930, it's lost 98% of its buying power. Now, if you lost 98% of your buying power, you would either be on life support or they may think you're just dead. And guess what's keeping it from dying? Your belief that the U.S. dollar is real money. It's not real money, people. We have been tricked, bamboozled, hoodwinked. That's not real money. It is a means of exchange. We use it to acquire goods and services. But it's not real money because it's not a store of value. It's not a store of wealth. It will not protect your buying power over time. Real money, store of value. It must be worth more or the same in the future as it is today. And a dollar doesn't do that. But you know what does? Gold, God's money. You see, we're about to enter a whole new economy, a whole new world. And a lot of us are not going to be prepared. A lot of us really believe that the system is not going to topple, but it already has. We're going through a wealth transfer. A global monetary reset is taking place. Everything is a distraction. People don't remember that in 1971 it happened when Nixon took the dollar off the gold reserve. August the 15th, he temporarily suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold. And that accelerated the thievery, the robbery of our wealth, of our labor, because of this thing called inflation. The U.S. dollar cannot outrun inflation. Your 2% raise does not outrun inflation. That 0.9% interest you get in the bank does not outpace inflation. So if you're saving paper, you're losing. And if you're not saving, you can't win. But you need to save in a asset that's going to outpace inflation. And gold is the premier asset on the planet. The dollar is the world's reserve currency. Understand that when the dollar collapses, every monetary system tool is going to collapse, and it is collapsing before our eyes. The government is moving towards digitized money. You need to try to understand that gold is real money, and it's been money for thousands of years. It's going to be money for thousands more years because it holds its value. For example, in 1920, you could get a brand new Ford for $645 or a kilogram of gold. Their brand new Ford SUV is about $40,000, but you can get it with the same kilogram of gold. Gold is a store of value and wealth. It's a way to protect your savings from confiscation through inflation. It's the way to leave a legacy. It's a way to create generational wealth, and that's what we offer you with this opportunity, to build generational wealth by saving, doing what the wealthy do. A portion of everything that you earn should be yours to keep forever. All fiat currency, which is what the U.S. dollar is, has returned to zero in value. And that's what's happening to the dollar. You can open the free gold savings account through this company called Karat Bars International. It's an 10-year-old company. And the account is free. Free. I don't know anything better than free. Facebook is free. You are that. Twitter is free. You're doing that. Your point card that you use when you shop is free. You get discounts. It's so many things that are free to take from you, but this is free to give to you, to give to you your money back. The U.S. dollar is just paper. It's time for you to understand that you need to take that liability and turn it into an asset as often as you can and not spend. Because if you share this with other people and they start saving real money gold, the company will pay you very well. And you can start your home in less than 5 minutes in over 146 countries. There's nothing better than this company on the planet. Now, I've gotten off track, kind of, sort of, but I want you to get an understanding that the United States dollar is not real money. And once you understand that, you'll never be poor again. And now you could come out of this debt-based system. Most people don't know what happened off the coast of Georgia on Jekyll Island in 1910. But do the research. Do the research. Learn how we have been getting robbed by the Federal Reserve. Learn that the Internal Revenue Service is just a collection agency for the Federal Reserve. It's not the federal government. Income tax should not be legal. They should not be taxing your labor. But they have done it. And they continue to do it. And that's why you need to get on the other side of the tax bracket by opening up a home-based business. And networking, this people business that we're in, is the perfect business because there's no overhead, there's no employees, there's nothing mandatory. You're a business for yourself, but not by yourself. You have thousands of Wealth Builders Worldwide affiliates, Karat Bars affiliates and members, Gold Cup Network members who are here to help you get free from the current system of debt so that you can secure your future with God's money gold. So all we do is exchange our declining paper currency for real money gold in small transaction funny rates. You could save as little as a tenth of a gram, which is about $7 US, whenever you want. There's nothing mandatory. So why don't you save? Because you don't think you can save. You never learned the wealth building principle number one, is to pay yourself first. But now that you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue on the road to financial freedom, like so many have done? Or are you going to open your mind? Or are you going to open your mind and understand that one source of income is not going to do it? We have over five streams of income within this wealth building system created by Dr. Harold Seitz. Over five income streams in this wealth building system that was founded by Dr. Harold Seitz. Karat Bars International is the premier company on the planet, bar none. Our product is money. That's what everybody's out trying to get. Our product is simply money. We don't want your money. What we want is for you to want your money, as Eric Terrell Muhammad says, who is also a member of Karat Bars International and trailblazing, because we understand that what we have here is a real revolution. The revolution that we need is financial education so we can get free from this debt, which is slavery. Be safe. Be well. Have a peaceful and prosperous day. Peace, power, love. I'm out.